USA Radio Network News, this is Ron Jenkins. A meeting between NATO and Yugoslav military commanders on a Kosovo peace plan has gotten underway on the Kosovo-Macedonia border. Canadian Foreign Affairs spokesman James Wright says an end to the bombing could come as early as this weekend.
In a best-case scenario, and I repeat, best-case scenario, once all technical arrangements are worked out, NATO Secretary General could recommend an end to the air campaign as early as late Sunday.
The National Transportation Safety Board is trying to find out why the cockpit crew of the American Airlines plane that crashed on landing in Little Rock Tuesday night lost control. Spokesman George Black says one thing they do know for certain, the pilots did not violate any flight time limits.
They have a 14-hour maximum duty day. If they're already in the air and they exceed that 14 hours, they are going to fly to whatever destination they were intended to fly or any alternate depending on the circumstances. They would, according to their dispatch report and the estimated time that they were supposed to arrive at Little Rock, and given the nature of the time that we believe the accident happened, they were still in that 14-hour duty day window.
The captain of Flight 1420 died with eight others, but the co-pilot survived. He's been talking to investigators. Stocks ended the week on a high note Friday with the Dow Jones Industrials up 136 at the bell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a place where nature goes unchecked. An untamed wilderness where the grass grows tall and blocks out the sun. It's a wild place where people have been known to wander in and never wander out. Unfortunately, it's your backyard. Thankfully, John Deere carries a full line of equipment ruggedly designed to make your yard a little more accessible. There's lawn and garden tractors, all kinds of mowers, from riding to walk-behinds. We've got trimmers and tillers and blowers and stuff with funny names like thatcherators and plug aerators. Of course, it's all John Deere designed and engineered, so you know it's rugged and dependable. And it's everything you need to make your lawn look more like a lawn and less like the impenetrable dark jungle that it is. Who knows? You might even find that old swing set back there. Visit your John Deere dealer today, because nothing runs like a deer.
To locate your nearest John Deere dealer, call 1-888-MOPROS. That's 1-888-MOWPROS.
The Space Shuttle Discovery is scheduled to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida tomorrow morning at 2:03 Eastern Daylight Time after completing its supply mission to the International Space Station. NASA spokesman James Hartsfield explains the return.
Discovery has two opportunities for a touchdown at the Kennedy Space Center on Sunday. The first begins with a deorbit engine firing at 11:54 p.m. Central Time on Saturday on Discovery's 153rd orbit, leading to a touchdown in Florida at 1:03 a.m. Central. The second opportunity is on one orbit later for the spacecraft at orbit number 154, a deorbit engine firing at 1:30 a.m., leading to a touchdown in Florida at 2:38 a.m. Central.
Early this morning, the crew launched a beach ball-sized satellite called Starshine. It's a mirror-covered experimental device resembling a dance hall mirror ball. And Hillary Clinton's expected run for the U.S. Senate a step closer with her plans to launch an exploratory committee in July. This is USA Radio News.
Feet don't kill carpets. Dirt does. I'm David Orrick, and thousands of hotels use my upright vacuum, the 8-pound Orrick XL. It's so light, it takes the work out of cleaning, and its unique top-fill design takes embedded dirt and grime out of carpet. Call 1-800-989-4200 to try my vacuum in your home absolutely free for 15 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it. For a free brochure, call 1-800-989-4200.
Lawyers for Paula Jones are dismissing President Clinton's objections to their fee request as absurd, arguing that his lies under oath about Monica Lewinsky led to the billing expenses in the first place. We get details from USA's John Decker.
A federal judge has ordered President Clinton to pay Paula Jones's lawyers any reasonable expenses they incurred as a result of his false testimony in her sexual harassment lawsuit. President Clinton's lawyers say Paula Jones's attorneys deserve no more than $33,000. Jones's lawyers say they deserve $438,000. Any money the judge eventually awards would be in addition to the $850,000 Clinton has paid to Jones to settle her case. John Decker, USA Radio News, Washington.
Ever wonder what percentage of the world population lives in China? Well, 1 in 5, or 21% of the total world population. Only India comes close with 17%. The United States a distant third with 5%. This is the USA Radio Network.